Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi of Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Frederick Wiseman for the film A Couple. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm very glad to have you here. And I would like to know, why do you decide to go back to fiction? You are so famous for documentaries. What brought you there?
Well, I think the real impetus was that I couldn't do a documentary because the COVID was very intense, as it is now. And I didn't want to make a movie with people wearing masks. So, I had previously made a monologue fiction film called The Last Letter. And so Natalie and I had been discussing this material. And we decided to write a script based on it.
What was that intrigued you on this material, on this private diary of the Tolstoy's wife? What was the trigger for you?
One of the things that intrigued me a lot was the fact that in his writing, Tolstoy displays an enormous understanding of human nature. Mm-hmm. And his women characters are great. I mean, you feel before Anna Karenina commits suicide, there's about 30 pages in Anna Karenina where you feel like you're completely inside her mind. Mm-hmm. And I was fascinated by the fact that someone who has such great understanding of human behavior wasn't able to apply that understanding in his own life.
In real life, yeah.
So, I mean, it's an interesting... I don't say that critically, but it's just... It's an interesting phenomenon. Yeah,
exactly. The issues that this couple have and the relationship between them are really modern, very contemporary.
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah.
Totally, it applies any problem to...
It may always be contemporary. I don't know anything about life of couples in the 16th century, but maybe some of the same issues existed.
Yeah. Why did you choose to use so much nature in the film? What was the purpose of
that? Well, the garden became a character in the film. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
And first of all, the garden I thought was extremely beautiful. And I needed, from a technical point of view, I needed transitions between the sequences. Otherwise, if somebody's just talking directly to the camera the whole time, I didn't think it would work. So from the structural point of the view of the film, it was very important, but also but when I say the garden became a character, the life of the garden became a character, because while the garden is extremely beautiful, it also simultaneously is going through the Darwinian struggle for existence, because the animals are all eating each other and living off each other, so that thematically there's a great deal of violence in the garden, which is related to the existence and the practice of human violence.
How did you work with Natalie Butford to... I mean, she has all the weight of the film on her shoulder, of course, because it's only her on
it's
screen.
Only her,
so,
yeah.
How did you prepare, and what did you want to get out from her?
Well, we wrote the script together, so we know each other very well. We're good friends, and we'd worked together before in a play about Emily Dickinson. So it was a very easy working relationship, and we discussed everything. I during the shooting, I would tell her, I would comment either on the performance. I would suggest things either before she acted, or we'd discuss if she performed it in a way that I thought was right. I said that, and if I felt that it needed some correction, I said that, and we discussed it. I mean, I wasn't completely arbitrary about it, but during the shooting, to make decisions, but. Because we both knew the material so well, and we both knew each other so well, it was quite easy.
And was it a long shooting or a short one?
A couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. So
and then after Natalie left. We spent 3 days in the garden, just shooting the life of the garden. We did that. We did that at odd moments during the shooting too, but I didn't have enough material, so we spent. Natalie wasn't present. We just spent 3 days in the garden.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Wiseman, for having been with us.
Oh, thank you
for the film A Couple here from the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.